everyone. Welcome to the Overnight Western at Boxcar's 7-Eleven Old Time Radio. A great place to hang out. Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay.
The best old time radio from people you trust, where the oldies are still young.
Greatest name in cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Monstrous Toothache. Say, boys and girls, when you get that old hunger for something good to snack on, just dig into that big yellow box of new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Corn Pops are wonderful any time of day, right out of the box, just like candy. Because Sugar Corn Pops are crisp and crunchy, already sweetened for you. So join in the fun. Now, let's listen. Throughout the gun smoke and violence faced by United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big trusted deputy Jingles, there was always a streak of grim humor. One adventure in particular later brought a smile to those who heard about the case of the two saddle partners and the monstrous toothache.
Ow! Oh, no, I don't want my tooth pulled. Get away, I want to go home.
Bill, let's get out of here.
Oh, no, Jingles. You said you had a toothache, so I brought you to the dentist. Now you're going to get it fixed.
Ow, no! Ow!
I'm not going in that office. No, sir. My tooth feels much better now, Bill. Doesn't hurt at all. Not even a little bit. Let's go, huh?
Not till Doc Wayne takes a look at it.
Oh, but Bill, I... Oh.
Be right with you, gents.
Oh, don't hurry. We were just leaving, Doc.
All right, bud. You better go meet your ma. Tell her not to worry about the bill.
Sure, I'll tell her. We ain't got much money since my dad was killed.
I understand.
Hey, mister, you gonna get your tooth pulled like I did?
Huh? Oh, no. I just come in here to get out of the rain.
That's real funny, mister.
Funny? Why?
Because it's not raining outside.
Ain't it? Oh, well, that's fine. Then we can go now. Come on, Bill, let's...
Oh, I'll bet you're scared of the dentist. You ought to be brave like me.
Yeah, I heard how brave you were. You sounded like a coyote with its foot in a bear trap, and besides, your face was dirty.
Well, I know it.
Looks like you've been playing in a coal mine.
I have. We got a big cave on our ranch.
All right, Fudge, get along. Don't start making up any more of your stories.
Yeah, go on home. Hey, we got to go too, Bill.
Oh, no you don't, partner.
Well, we have got a cave, and it's got coal in it. Dad told me so before...
Go on and find your ma, Fudge. Now beat it.
Well, all right. But we have.
Huh? That little button's got a mind of his own, ain't he?
Got an overgrown imagination, that's what.
I heard him say his dad was killed. How'd it happen?
I don't know anything about that. You come to see me about a toothache?
My partner did.
No, I did not.
Well, make up your mind. I'm a busy man.
Well, you go right ahead with anything you got to do, Doc Wayne. We'll be moseying right along.
All right, Jingles. But don't you say anything about a toothache to me from now on, or I'll get Joker to kick it loose for you. Jingles, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Why, Bill? Now, you just give me one little old reason why I should be ashamed of myself.
Acting like a baby in the dentist office.
Well, that's enough reason, but, oh, let's forget it. Let's just forget all about it, huh, Bill?
But you made me ride 20 miles out of our way to get here to Black Butte just to find a dentist.
Well, Bill, it's a nice little town, ain't it?
Sure, it's
hey,
a nice...
Hey, you two jackers, wait a Beat it, Patsy.
Now, who's that doing all that yelling?
Don't know, Jingles.
Hey, got a star on his vest.
Must be the sheriff of Black Butte.
Why, gee, hoss of heck. I've lived all these years without shaking hands with Wild Bill Hickok, and I ain't living another day without doing just that. Put her there, Wild Bill.
Howdy, Sheriff. Meet my pal, Jingles.
I ain't never heard of him.
Oh, doggone it, everybody says that.
Well, it's so, ain't it?
No, sir. I've been Wild Bill's saddle partner and deputy for long enough for folks to have heard about me.
You ever heard of me? Peter Penrose?
No.
It makes us even. Hey, Jingles.
Howdy, Sheriff Peter Penrose.
Welcome to Black Butte. Welcome to Colorado. Welcome, I see.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Sheriff, but my partner and I were just leaving Black Butte.
Leaving? Not by a mutter's tail, you ain't leaving. No, sir, not by a coyote's call and high wind, you ain't getting away from Black Butte until you've solved an unsolved crime I've got waiting for you.
Oh, no, now you're not dragging us into any unsolved crime, Sheriff. Come on, Bill, let's hightail it for somewhere else.
Now, hold your horses there, Jingles. Hang right on to him tighter than a hackamore at a rodeo outlaw digging a cowpuncher's grave. I've got business for you and Wild Bill.
What kind of business, Sheriff?
Murder. M-U-R-D-R, that's what. As mean a low-down, cold-blooded killing as you was ever mixed up in.
Howdy, partners. This is Panhandle Jim, your old sidekick. And if you could see me now, the way I sit back and enjoy my sugar corn pops during the show here, I'll bet you'd say, there's one happy wrangler. And you'd be right, too, by jingo, because new Kellogg sugar corn pops in the big yellow box are better than ever. Golden hearts of corn, all popped up bright and smiling, crisp and crunchy, all ready sweetened for you. Delicious, right out of the box, just like candy, or when you chow down at breakfast in a bowl with milk. And no sugar needed, mind you. The sweetening's already on sugar pops. Why, you never tasted anything so downright good as Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Yes, sir, I'll stake my new 10-gallon hat you'll say you never enjoyed better eating. Now listen.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, sugar pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out, popping into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are pops.
When Jingles lost his nerve in the dentist's office upon hearing young Pudge Taylor's screams, Wild Bill Hickok decided to leave Black Butte. But no sooner were they down on the street than Sheriff Peter Penrose cornered the two lawmen and insisted that they help him run down a cold-blooded killer. 10 minutes later, they were riding out of town at a breakneck speed.
Come on, Sheriff, you ain't told us nothing about who got murdered or when or what for. Why, you ain't told us nothing.
Plenty of time for talk when we get there.
When we get where, Sheriff?
Here. Whoa, Nelby.
Whoa, pull up, Jingle.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Doggone it, you'd think we was being chased by a 20-man posse. Well, now that we're here, where are we?
Now get down off them crowbaits and I'll show you where you are.
Now, don't you go calling Joker crowbait, you old billy goat. Or I'll pull your beard off clear up to your ears.
Never mind, Jingles.
Oh, well, I'm getting tired of being hauled and pushed and run all over the country by this old brother to a blue-nosed mule, Bill.
Oh, hate your fuss, you big windbag. And listen to what I got to tell you.
Windbag? Now, that's all I'm going to take
from... Jingles?
Well, it is.
That's enough.
There it is, Bill.
There what is, Sheriff?
The spot.
Spot? What are you talking about?
The spot where Monty Taylor was killed. That's what I'm talking about. Shot in the back he was. In this key.
Monty Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor? Bill, ain't we heard that name someplace before? It seems I heard it today.
You did, Jingles, in the dentist office. Doc Wayne's patient.
Sure, that little button's name was Pudge Taylor.
Any relation, Sheriff?
Yep, Monty was Pudge's paw.
Bill, I knew it. Now they're shooting at us.
Well, don't pay it no mind, Jingles.
No mind? What do you want me to do? Just stand here and get shot at?
That's Lydia. She's a rotten shot.
Just the same, I think we better get back in this cave, Sheriff. That last slug went through the top of your hat.
She did? Doggone it, she never got that close before. I'm going down there and give her a lesson on what for.
Hey, what are you doing up there in my cave?
There's Pudge now.
That Bill, it's the same little feller we saw in Doc Wayne's office.
Well, let's have a talk with him. Hi there, Sonny.
Hi. Hey, you're the same two I saw at Doc Wayne's office. Did you get your tooth pulled, mister?
Huh? No, let's talk about something else.
I was right. You were scared too, weren't you?
Oh, now you be quiet. Ask him some questions, Sheriff.
Questions? You going to ask some more questions, Sheriff Penrose? Gee, I told you all I know.
Was that your mother shooting at us just now, Pudge?
No, Ma's down at the house talking to Mr. Ponder, the banker.
She is? Well, if she... Hey, if she didn't do that shooting, somebody else did, as sure as thunder. Come on, hurry. We better get back in the cave or down to the house or someplace, quick.
Wild
Bill.
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Oh.
Thanks for letting me ride on Buckshot behind you, Wild Bill. Gee, wait till I tell Ma who you are.
You run in and tell her we're here, Pudge.
I sure will.
Yeah, he sure is a cute little button, ain't he?
He's a good boy.
It's a crying shame some low-down sidewinder shot his paw. Say, Bill, I've been wondering what the banker, Dave Ponder, came to see Liddy about.
Might try asking him, Jim.
Yeah, might have thought.
Sure, ask him, Sheriff. That's the way we find out a lot of things, just by asking.
Now, don't you get smart with me, you big...
Now, hold it, you two. Howdy, ma'am.
Well, Mr. Hickok, this is a downright crazy. Well, Pudge is so excited about your being here, I can't hold him on the ground.
Did he say anything about me, ma'am?
He sure did. You must be Jingles.
Yes, ma'am. See, Bill, Pudge thinks I'm a big man.
You sure are. Where it counts least.
Now, you stop that, Sheriff.
Oh, hello, Sheriff Penrose. Come in, gentlemen. I think I can scare up some coffee and a piece of cake.
Cake? Hey, Bill, did you hear that?
Can I have another piece of cake, Ma? Please?
Can I have some, too?
Hey, now, you two kids, cut it out and mind your manners.
Oh, I mean, may I have some cake, too?
Jingle?
Please.
Well, Mr. Hickok, I don't know what else I can tell you that I haven't told the sheriff.
Well, you'd better tell him about the day it happened, Lydia. While Bill might get some other ideas out of it.
Well, Monty, that was my husband's name, Mr. Hickok.
Yes, I know.
Monty went out to the cave early that morning. It was 3 months ago this morning. He was so excited about it, he couldn't stay away from the cave to do his work with the horses.
Oh, why did he get so excited about the cave, Mrs. Taylor?
Let her tell it, Jingles.
Oh, sorry.
What? It was because he had found coal back in the hill.
Gold?
No, coal.
Oh.
The first we found here in Colorado.
Well, what was so exciting about coal?
Jingles, if you don't shut your yap, I'm going to shut it for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Taylor. I was just wondering.
It's all right, Jingles. Not many people could understand about it, but Monty said it was wonderful. He talked about the railroads coming through and all the engines burning his coal and people heating their houses with it during the cold winters up here.
Did anyone else know about it?
Not that I know of, unless it was the banker, Dave Ponder.
Well, I thought he was here, Lydia.
He was, but he left just as you come in.
Well, we didn't see him.
He went out the back door, said he didn't want to be in the way of company.
Go on about the cave, Mrs. Taylor.
Well, there wasn't much more. Pudge went up with Monty to the cave that morning to play. He was as excited as Monty was, although he didn't quite know why.
Pudge played in the cave a lot?
Yes. Well, he kept himself covered in coal dust. I couldn't scrub it all off. I felt so bad when he had to go to the dentist because he looked so dirty, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah, I told him to go wash his face when I saw him up in the dentist's office.
Had Pudge been going into town before the day your husband was killed?
Oh, yes. And Doc Wayne had been working on his teeth for 2 months. I'd gone to get him that morning Monty was killed to take him in, but Doc Wayne was out when we got there, so we'd come back home. Pudge went back up to the cave to play, and that's when he found Monty dead.
Oh, now, that was a dirty shame.
Yes. I don't think he'll ever really get over it.
Mrs. Taylor, I wonder if you'd tell us what that banker wanted here today.
Dave Ponder? Why, he's made an offer on the ranch. I've been having such a hard time running it since Monty's death.
Did you ask him to make an offer?
Well, no, but he's known what trouble we're in. He's been very kind. Well, surely you don't suspect Dave, Mr. Hickok?
I don't suspect anyone, Mrs. Taylor, unless I find good reason. Sorry to have asked so many questions, but the sheriff and Jingles and I are after your husband's killer, and we'll run him down before we're through.
I hope so.
Then we better get back to town now. Goodbye, ma'am. We'll let you know what we find out.
Thank you. Bye, Chief Penrose. Bye. Come back to see us, Jingle.
Yeah, we will, ma'am. Say goodbye to Pudge for us.
I will. Bye.
All right, gents, let's head for town. Get along there, Buckshot. Hiya, boss.
What are we going to do in town, Bill?
Yeah, Bill. You get any ideas?
Maybe. When we get to town, Sheriff, I want you to send a telegram for me to my Abilene headquarters.
Well, what you got up your sleeve for us to do, Bill?
Plenty, partner. While the sheriff sends that telegram, I'm going to call on that banker, Dave Ponder, and you're going back to the dentist to have that tooth fixed.
What? Oh, no, I'm not. No, sirree. You couldn't pay me to get in that dentist chair. Not on your tintype. I ain't going to do it. I just ain't going to do it, and that's final.
And blast it, you big ox. Quit squirming. You make more noise than a kid.
Well, you don't have to grind that doggone tooth clear down to my gizzard, do you?
You ought to be glad I ain't going to pull it.
Now, you looky here, Doc Wayne. You ought to figure out some way to fix teeth so they won't hurt.
Ah, that don't hurt you. I can't feel a thing.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, that's real funny. You all through, ain't you? I got to get back to Bill.
Yeah. Folks told me who you were. I saw you and Hickok talking to the sheriff. Got big business around Black Butte?
We sure have. We're going to catch Monty Taylor's killer.
Monty Taylor's killer? Now, that'll take some doing. He's been dead for 3 months. Nobody's got any idea yet as to who shot him.
Wild Bill Hickok has.
He has? Who do you think it was?
No, he didn't say, but I know Bill Hickok like I know the back of my hand. When he gets that look in his eyes, watch out. And I saw that look when we was riding back from the Taylor Ranch this afternoon.
You did?
I sure did. Bill knows who it is. I'll bet my spurs on it. Hey, what are you doing?
Just getting ready to finish up that there tooth of yours. Can't sit there jawing all day. I got other patients, you know.
Well, don't make it hurt so much this time.
All right, I'll just pump this chair up a little in the back here. So I can see better what I'm doing.
Well, don't you sneak up back at me with that drill where I can't see you.
Don't worry. This ain't no drill.
Oh!
Now, you big lump of lard, I'll drag you over to this closet and lock you up while I go figure out a way to get rid of Wild Bill Hickok and his big ideas.
Yippee, Wranglers. We're sure getting some real two-gun excitement with Wild Bill and Jingles, aren't we, though? Yeah, you betcha. And listen, if you want to get in on some mighty good two-way eating fun, just make sure you got a good supply of Kellogg's sugar corn pops on hand at your ranch, like I do. Because once you dig into new Kellogg's sugar corn pops, you'll start eating them up fast and often. Out of the box like candy and out of the bowl with milk. Yep, by jingo, they're so downright delicious. You just can't help going after those sugar pops lickety-split. So if you don't have any in your pantry right now, better gallop down the store first thing tomorrow and load up big. Just look for those big yellow boxes of even sweeter Kellogg sugar corn pops, and you'll be all set.
Yippee! Sugar pops!
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
Jingles did a lot of talking in Doc Wayne's dentist chair, and it must have been a little too much, because Doc sneaked up behind the big deputy and slugged him over the head, then went out to find and get rid of Wild Bill Hickok. A few minutes later, Bill walked into the office of Sheriff Peter Penrose.
Oh, Bill, I've been waiting for you. Abilene Park answered that wire back in record time, and guess what it says?
What's it?
Don't have to see it, I can tell you. Wait, what about the banker, Dave Ponder? You talked to him?
Yes, he's open and above board about making an offer for the Tillerant. Says he can make her a good deal. Now, let's see that wire.
Now, just simmer down, and I'll recite it for you. It says, your man answered description of escaped convict from territorial penitentiary, was a blacksmith and a coal miner in Pennsylvania, and practiced little dentistry on the side. Coal miner, dentist. You get it, Bill?
That's right, Sheriff. Doc Wayne.
Bill, out the window.
That was Doc Wayne, Sheriff. Come on, let's go get him.
There he goes, Bill, across the street. Oh, missed him, Dad Burnett. Come out and open, you hyena.
I wonder where Jingles is.
That's right, he went up to get his teeth fixed.
And to get some information.
Get out, Sheriff. He's behind that rain barrel, Bill.
Spread out, Sheriff. Maybe we can take him alive.
Yeah, he won't be took alive. Clear the streets, everybody. Get inside somewhere. That Doc Wayne's a killer.
Watch out, Sheriff. He looks like he's going to run for it.
Well, I hope he does, eh, yellow back coyote? No, Pete's still behind that barrel. I'm going to smoke him out.
Hold it, Sheriff. All right, Doc Wayne, you've had all your chances. I'm coming after you.
Bill, don't just walk out there like that.
Come on, Doc, get out of that hole.
You better stay back, Hickok.
That empties your gun, doesn't it, Doc? Looks like you're up against it now.
You'll have to catch me, Hickok.
Bill, he's running away. Shoot him.
He won't get far, Sheriff. Come on.
That's it, Bill, get him.
You're not going anywhere, Doc.
Let go.
You still got some fight left.
Killer?
Yeah. And I'm
going
to split your nose all over you.
I doubt that.
Ooh-wee. That did it, Bill. He won't get up till day after tomorrow.
Oh, yes, he will. I'm packing him off to jail right now.
Wow, Bill. How were you fighting Doc Wayne?
Because he's the man who killed your father, Pudge.
Is that true, Bill? Didn't Doc Wayne kill Monty?
That's right, Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, thank goodness you caught him. And to think he was doing Pudge's dental work.
He never did much, except the time he pulled the wrong tooth.
He wasn't really a dentist either. He did that just to find out what he could about quick ways to make money out here.
What do you mean by that, Bill?
He knew that people talk to a dentist like they do to a barber, so he figured it was a good way to get the lay of the land.
Oh, then that's how he found out about Marty's coal mine. From Pudge.
Yeah. He's been a wolf in sheep's clothing for the whole time he's been in Black Butte. The black-hearted snake.
Well, just the same. I wasn't afraid of him like Jingles was.
Me? Afraid of that Jasper? I wasn't either. I was just suspicious of him all the time.
You were, partner?
Why, sure, Bill. And when you sent me back up there to get my teeth fixed, I was just about to put the handcuffs on him when he sneaked up on me and hit me over the head. If it hadn't have been for that one little thing, I'd have had him sure.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our story for today, folks. Join us again on Friday, will you?
Yes, sir, because Wild Bill and Jingles tangle with two of the most dangerous outlaws of the Old West, who call themselves Thunder and Lightning.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right, it's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Gregg, Ken Christie, Jess Kirkpatrick, Jeff Silver, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Story by Larry Hayes. Music by Dick Orange. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok meets Thunder and Lightning. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. And Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.